Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, Folsy, for giving the pirate score. Until you just mentioned it, I wasn't aware of that. And I feel like I've now been educated and updated.
I'm glad that I did.
You look wonderful. Ron looks handsome as a devil sitting across from me. He had a long night. What's that shirt, Ron?
Long night, short night. Ah, just a golf shirt. Call it Links and Laces Golf Tour.
I like that.
Long sleeves. A little chillier out today.
Yesterday it went. Why does it go from winter to or from summer to winter?
Exactly.
Where's fall?
It does that every year.
You should have felt the wind blowing off the lake in Cleveland. Oh, my God.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
I wasn't there, but the change in weather was ridiculous. Our friend Emma is here. Ron, is it Fury? Is that how you pronounce Furry? Emma Furry from Mount Lebanon. She's doing a project at NYU, Ron, where she's following me around for the day.
NYU.
Talk about getting a guaranteed F on your project.
Wow.
Huh? NYU. That's right, Fulzy. Yeah.
She's the smartest person in this room.
By far. All three of us combined.
Yes.
Can't equal Emma. So she followed me to the golf course this morning, Ron, and had to drive around in a golf cart while I shot a 55 at Moon in a state of severe self-loathing. And I apologize for that, Emma. It's a masochistic sport. Ron, how are you today? You look tired. You look drawn out. You look depressed. You look like, I don't know. What's going on over there?
I am a little weary. I got home about 3:30 in the morning. Mm. So, you know, not a long drive, but when you leave Cleveland at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's a long drive.
Yeah,
but it was okay. Interesting game.
Yeah, the game sucked, Ron. Who are you kidding?
Interesting. I didn't say it was a well played game. I said it was an interesting game. But I'm not the least bit depressed. How about you? You mentioned your golf. Emma's determined you're the weirdest person she's ever met.
No, you put words in her mouth.
No, I know.
Emma
think
did
she
not
nodded
say that.
She nodded.
No, she said that's not a bad thing.
That's what. But that's. That's a tacit agreement, if you ask me.
We've already had a disagreement. We're not even talking about the Steelers game yet, Folsy.
We're in for a day.
We're in for a day today. Everybody's cranky. Everybody's tired.
Yep.
The Steelers lost.
Everything
I don't
sucks.
Feel well. I am going to a concert tonight. The Avett Brothers, if that's how you say their name, are awesome. And they're at Stage AE, if that's what it's still called. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going. You proud of me?
Unless they put a different sponsor on it. Yeah, I am proud of you.
Ron, do people still use lighters at concerts where they lift them up, or is it now just all iPhones?
No, I haven't been to a concert in decades.
He hasn't been to a concert in decades. We should take him to one, Foles. Yes, you have, Ron. You went to Billy Joel.
That was like 1994. I said decades.
There it is. There's Folesy with the flashlight.
1994.
So I'm avoiding the topic here. I admit that.
Aren't we all?
What a disaster. Yeah. I mean, what an epic disaster to lose to that horse crap organization. Three times, 12 men on the field. Jacoby Brissett looks like he's Dan Marino. I mean, their defense absolutely stinks, and you can't take full advantage of it. And you wind up losing a game, Ron, that you easily could have won, maybe should have won. You can't stop the run. You can't. You're three and out like you're getting paid incentives to go three and out. You're keeping your defense out there. They came into the game. They said it right at the top of the broadcast. The most snaps in the NFL, Steelers defense. And you're playing on a short week. They stink, the defense again. The offense doesn't help them out. The special team stinks again. The coach is living in his fears, and they're 1-2.
It's getting to the opinion that they might not be very good. They're just not a good football team.
I will stick to
my prediction of 7-10 at the start of the season. They're not a good team all the way around.
Yeah.
And as you know, they've had bad starts before, but you always felt like with Ben you had a chance to turn it around. I don't feel that way now.
Yeah. Now, the last couple of years I didn't feel that way with Ben, but certainly
even
in his prime
I did. Turn it around. I mean, they won the playoffs last year. But
they never really turned it around, though. They won their first game, and they sort of hovered around 500 the whole year. I feel like they could do that, too.
Maybe not last year, but there have been years past where you kind of
when he
feel
was in
like
his prime, for sure.
You kind of feel like when you got him, you got a shot. I don't feel that way now.
Yeah. Well, I haven't felt that way in a long time anyway, but I don't feel that way again this year. Maybe a couple of years ago when they were, 11-0 at one point?
I think so.
Well, now the ability to come back in the fourth quarter is gone.
That, too.
Completely.
Yeah,
because their numbers in the fourth quarter are awful.
It feels like it. But I fully expect them to be 7-8-9 right in there. And they're missing T.J. Watt, which they never win without T.J. Watt.
No, they don't. They literally have not ever.
They literally have never won without T.J. Watt.
0-6.
So, I don't know. You take away Troy Polamalu from some of those old defenses, I bet you they would have struggled a little bit.
I'd have to
look at the numbers.
To struggle like against that, against Jacoby Brissett? I thought the defense stunk last night myself.
Yeah, nobody would argue with you.
Maybe they were on the field too much. T.J. Watt or not, they can't stop the run again.
Yeah.
Again.
But at least they've won a game this year.
Last night, that guy's so good, Nick Chubb. I mean, he's one of the, I mean, to me, maybe two or three best.
Yeah, he's up there for sure.
Really good. And then they hit you with Kareem Hunt.
And
Jacoby Brissett on the one drive, he was 7 of 8 for like 81 yards.
No, he carved him up. They get an F for the game, but at some point your offense has to help you. That would be my point.
I mean, I thought the offense was better yesterday, marginally better, but I'm setting the bar real low.
Yeah.
You know, Boswell missed a field goal. That's 3 points. They had the down the field ineligible man on Chooks. Warren had a 35-yard little shovel pass to the 15. I like him. I'm almost liking him as much as I like Najee.
Yeah, me too.
He explodes.
Me too.
A couple mistakes like that cost you some points, but they're not good enough. Trubisky isn't good enough. The play calling isn't good enough. The running game isn't good enough.
I mean, they owe the defense one from the first game of the year, right?
There's no doubt the defense won that game.
So, to me, the defense has gone from great to good to bad. The offense has gone from bad to bad to bad. At some point in this league, you have to score enough points to win.
Do you not think they were any better last night?
Yeah, they went from horrific to bad.
Okay.
You average 17 points a game in the NFL. Will you be at 32nd in the league?
Probably.
Pretty close to
it. I don't know.
It.
I can check from last year. Of course they improved. They got a little bit better, and they weren't nearly good enough to win an NFL game. And as bad as the defense was, you know, if you can't score 22, 23 points in an NFL game, you're just probably not going to win. At some point, this offense owes this defense a game. And I would think on a Thursday night, on a short week, when your defense has played the most snaps in the league because you keep going 3 and out, that last night would have been a good, especially against that defense.
I'm not buying that.
Especially against that defense.
I'm not buying
that
exhausted already. This is the third game of the year.
I mean,
this isn't December. It was a cool night last night. It wasn't like it was 100 degrees out there. I'm not buying it. I mean, they had 100 snaps in Cincinnati. I get that. In New England, they didn't have an exorbitant amount of snaps until the last drive.
Right.
When they couldn't get
because
off the
offense
field.
Went 3 and out twice again in the fourth quarter.
Joe, I'm not arguing that the offense is any good. But I thought the defense stunk last night.
Everybody who watched the game would agree with you.
Okay.
Anybody who's ever seen a game of football would agree that the defense stunk. My question is, when's the offense going to win you a game?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not at all.
So, you know.
That's why.
And I do buy that you're fatigued.
That's why.
Actually, if you have the most snaps in the league through 2 weeks and then you're on a short week, I would think that would – and you're playing the Cleveland Browns, that would be a week where the defense can pitch in.
We can agree to disagree on that.
What are we disagreeing on?
I'm not buying the exhausted part.
Okay.
We're 3 weeks into the season. A cool night.
I mean, you can get exhausted on a given night.
I get that.
Like Cincinnati.
I get that. Well, we'll find excuses for the defense, but we won't find any for the offense because we know the offense.
No. I said the defense stunk last night. But
you're making an excuse for them because they were tired.
Well, the offense has to protect them one of these nights and win a game.
But that might not happen.
Well, then you're
going to have a long year.
Then you're going to have a long year. Last year, the bottom five teams in the league averaged 15, 14, 14, 13. So if we're saying that last night was a – are you saying it was a good night for the offense?
I didn't say it was a good night. I said it was marginally better, but I set the bar real low.
Yeah. I'd like to see Boswell
make the field goal.
It's 50 yards in the wind, but yeah.
Yeah, but Tomlin didn't give him an excuse. He said he missed it.
I don't care what Tomlin said. It was 50 yards in the wind.
He was on the field, Joe. He was asked about it. He said, did the wind affect Boswell? He goes, no, not at all.
Did you watch the kick?
He missed it.
Did you watch the kick?
He missed it.
It was straight down the middle and went far right. They said on the broadcast, that's a perfect kick, which it was. I don't care what Tomlin says.
Just listening to what Tomlin said.
Who cares what he says?
And then I would have liked to seen what would have happened. I thought that I really like the way Warren runs.
Yeah. Me too. Unfortunately, there was a penalty.
The last one that passed Deontay down the sideline, I don't know if that was good coverage. I don't know if that ball could have been caught. That would have been a nice play to hit.
Looked pretty catchable to me, although I'd have to go back and look at it. I know you said something on Twitter last night that there was a defender that might have been pulling his arm back.
Who definitely pulled his arm back.
Did he?
But he freed it at the very last instant. Should have been a penalty, in my opinion. So you probably need to make the play, but it wasn't like he had two arms ready to go and the ball just fell into his hands.
I only saw the replay once.
Man,
that was
a great throw.
I couldn't tell if it was good coverage or a drop.
That's probably his best throw as a Steeler so far, I think.
It was a very good throw, but it would have been another one-handed catch, basically.
How about that catch by Pickens?
Unbelievable.
We've seen three in a row now.
One of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
And each game has been an unbelievable catch.
Literally one of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
Was it better than Odell Beckham's catch? I don't think so. They showed that last night.
A little step behind, I think.
I think slightly behind the famous Beckham catch. Just a little.
It's better, though, if you watch it in full speed from like a side angle because you can see how far he had to reach his body back and just contort himself to catch that football.
It was amazing.
It's amazing.
And then they never went back to him.
Yeah.
Like what,
and he
once,
got like
twice
one target
the, whole game?
The rest of the game?
How many more targets?
I think they targeted him a few times, but not effectively.
Yeah, I think they went back to him twice the whole game. That was it. I thought Tomlin lived in his fears last night, Ron. Not going for it a couple different times. You can't go three and out as often as they do.
They targeted Pickens seven times last night. Three catches, 39 yards.
Yeah. How much after that catch?
I don't know. I have to look.
You can't go three and out as much as they did. They scored 3 points in the second half.
Yes, they did.
3 points, and they went out three and out three consecutive times with a total of 11 yards with the game in the balance. At some point, listen, the defense gets an F last night, but at some point, your offense has to score points and not keep throwing your defense out on the field. You just can't go three and out that many times and look that inept. And they did have a good second quarter. They came alive in the second quarter.
How about they almost broke your first quarter streak?
Almost.
First play of the second quarter it was. Does that count?
No, although Crowley tweeted that it was – he tweeted
it was
at me.
Part of the drive.
He said they finally scored a first quarter touchdown. I tweeted back, no, they didn't.
It was the first play of the second quarter.
It was in the second quarter.
First play.
Ron, so what would you give out grades then? Offense, defense, special teams from last night. I'm grading it F for the offense, F for the defense. I'm trying to think of all the special teams plays. You had a missed field goal, although it's a 50-yarder with 30-mile-an-hour winds. What else happened on special teams?
Gunner
came out of the end zone very ill-advisedly.
At the 16-yard line. Their guy did it a couple times, too.
Nothing good, nothing bad. I'll give them a D. So FFD.
Wow. I'm not going to argue with that.
Nader?
I'd give the offense a D, defense an F, special teams C.
Just inconsequential, almost.
Which should be a bad grade in and of itself, Fulzy.
Right. N.A.
You shouldn't give them a C. They didn't make anything happen. To me, you start out with a C. And then if you make stuff happen, you get a fumble, you make a game-changing play like the Patriots did last week, then you start to move up. If you do bad things,
did they do bad things?
Or nothing, then you move down.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They did bad things.
Missed a field goal.
Why these guys of both teams come out from 2 yards deep in the end zone is beyond me.
Gunner wants to make up for what happened last week, Ron.
Well, that's a good point. He gives them the ball at the 16. And their guy did it. I think their guy got out to the 12 one time.
Oh, no, 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 no. There was also Presley Harvin had some bad punts, I thought.
Was the one, did Killebrew get a piece of the one?
Field goal?
He did. No, he tipped the one punt.
That's what I mean.
I couldn't tell
on the replay, did he get a
piece? Yeah,
and
it was
the press box in Cleveland doesn't announce anything.
It looked like
it fluttered a little bit off to the side.
Yeah.
Their special teams stink, don't they?
That was a positive play.
Yeah.
Come on, Harmon Killebrew.
I gave the ball about midfield.
Harmon Killebrew. 1 for 9, Ron. The offense went on third down.
It's back to where they were in the Cincinnati game.
That just can't happen.
No, it can't.
God.
Did you think they ran the ball a little better?
Again, that's...
They got over 100 yards, but that's setting the bar low.
Yeah, they did. They ran it better. That's inarguable. They got 104 yards, but they still weren't great.
Look at the Browns total, 171.
Hunt was pretty effective, too.
He sure was. I just love Chubb. I just think he's sensational.
And Njoku looked like
But did we jinx that? Did we cause that?
Yeah.
Didn't you say yesterday, hey, tonight Njoku might get 10 catches?
Yeah.
He came damn close.
I texted Joe that last night halfway through the game. I was like, you did this.
He said
you
he might get 10 catches.
He said 11 for 200.
He had 9 last night.
9.
What about the Myles Garrett show, Ron? Is that guy the most overrated player in the league?
I didn't notice him all night.
He sucks.
He did hit Trubisky on the one pass. That was it.
He threw Dan Moore like a rag doll once.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't notice the guy.
Dan Moore went after him a couple times, though.
Yeah.
And knocked him back. He's overrated.
Two assisted tackles in the one. He hit Trubisky on the one pass.
He did.
That was it. That's the only time I noticed him.
They had to go out of their way to highlight him at the end of that broadcast. Like, oh, hey, there's Myles Garrett. Remember this guy? This is what he's done tonight.
It's just more of the same. He's an elite pass rusher, but I've now seen him in many, many, many games, and never have I said, that guy just wrecked the game, the way T.J. Watt does, where he's all over the place making plays, right?
Yep.
Well, I was talking to Tony Grossi last night. He said he's never gotten one vote for player of the year.
Is that right?
He never got one vote for defensive player of the year.
Overrated.
Who are you blaming out there more? The offense or the defense? And who are the players
blaming? The coaching
blaming?
Staff, too. You can want to throw them in.
Yeah, the coaching staff. Let's talk about some of Tomlin's decisions and also something he said after the game in regards to a quarterback change. He was very definitive. In fact, I think he used that word. We'll talk about that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm going to change my grades, Ron. I'm going to stick with an F for the defense, but I'm going to go F minus for the offense. I just truly believe at some point that the offense has to protect these guys, has to make up for, you know, deficiencies. TJ Watt missing. They need the offense to win them a game. And I thought last night was the night. Josh Roundtree had a very interesting tweet saying that.
Excuse me. I'm dozing.
Is What'd
he
you
the
say?
Guy who called you a complete moron?
No, a complete idiot.
Okay.
He said that the Steelers are averaging 24-15 in time of possession, and that's the lowest mark, if it holds, since the 1999 Browns.
They weren't very good either.
I don't think they were. I haven't looked it up, but if they I had to guess, the 99 Browns weren't very good.
Steelers beat them 43-0, I think, in their first game back.
I just think that at some point, You can't keep going three and out. You can't go 1-for-9 on third down. You have to, you know, you mentioned that I was making an excuse for the defense being tired and worn out. I think in a given game, at any point in the year, a defense can get worn down. At any point in any game, they can get worn down. And they came in, like I said, with the most snaps in the league. I thought last night was a game that the offense owed the defense to win one. Win one for the Gipper run. And instead, it's a three and out festival when it matters.
Well, I assume you're doubling down on your Pickett thoughts, right?
Not really.
No,
no.
You wanted him to play yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Trubisky was okay.
Gonna,
I mean, I would still play him.
Not after the, you know, with the extra days.
I thought Trubisky was. I thought he was okay yesterday.
The bar again is awfully low, but yeah, he was better. At least he ran the ball with
Trubisky,
a couple times. He threw it down the field a couple times.
See, here's the thing: did he lose his job last night? I don't know. You're right. I would still, of course, if I wanted to play Pickett last night, I would play him in the next game. I would. I would move on to Pickett.
It makes more.
I want to get them started.
It makes more sense now to do it for next week.
Would you do it?
If I don't think he's ready, I probably wouldn't. But I'm at the point now where they got nothing to lose to get him in there. I think it could be worse than what Pickett is than Trubisky is doing. But maybe for the long term, it would help them.
It was instructive last night when the handcuffs finally came off for good, and it was on the field goal drive late. It was still a ball game when he could finally just cut loose. And he made some great throws. Great throws. And it wasn't like they were just giving up 20-yard down and outs because they were playing soft. They weren't. It was still a ball game, and you could just feel the handcuffs come off him. I would have been and would be curious to see that Mitchell Trubisky, but I don't think we're ever going to in this offense.
I like the fact he ran a couple times last night.
He looked okay. But yes, I'd still go to Pickett.
The bar is so low. He was better, but that's not exactly damning him with praise, is it?
No. Would you go to Pickett Falsey for the next game?
I mean, clearly what they're doing right now isn't a winning formula because they were lucky to win the first game and they've lost the last two now. So I don't think they've got much to lose at this point. I agree with you. Mitch Trubisky looked better last night. Okay, looked better doesn't necessarily mean that he was above average. I think he was probably an average quarterback, and average quarterback play with this offense isn't going to win. I don't know if Kenny Pickett's going to be any better, but there's a chance that he might be.
Maybe I just feel bad about climbing off the Trubisky train at this point, after he plays better than he was. After he played better.
It doesn't feel like
he's not the one who went illegally downfield, Ron. That was Chooks. What's the rule on that? Anybody know?
What is it, 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, something like
that? I think
that?
It's just past the line of scrimmage. Because I went back in super slow-mo that a bunch of times, and he was the only guy who went across
forward.
The line. He was not 5 yards down the field, I can tell you that. But it was a bad mistake. If, in fact, the rule is, and this is what I read it was.
Balls at the 15 if that play counts.
I know. I think it was the biggest play in the game, in my opinion. It was an inside pitch, really, which counts as a pass. And he did cross the 50, which is where they were, by about 3 yards before Trubisky flipped the ball inside. I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to design that play and not have anybody go downfield. It looked like Dotson might have been across the line, too.
Right. Is he supposed to have more awareness in that situation, I guess?
I think he is.
Clearly,
you're counting in your head because you're a lineman looking straight ahead. So you're counting, all right, snap, 1, 2, 3, whatever, and now I can
now
leave.
I'm going.
But that's a gigantic play. They go up by 8 if they cash in on that drive.
That the same play that he, body slammed the guy afterward? Too?
Yeah.
Just whatever he was doing just fell on top of him?
That was a bad break for Trubisky. The Deontay play, even if you think, I think it should have been a penalty. A lot of people think he absolutely should have caught the ball far down the left side. That was a bad break for Trubisky. I was ready to make the move last week, and I still would do it, but he clearly played better.
He did.
He clearly played better.
I know. And it's not a performance singularly that you want to almost punish, right? To put him on the bench because it's like, okay, he did get better.
Yeah.
But it's still not good enough.
But the offense as a whole, why did it fail so much? I was thinking about this. Why were they 1 for 9 on third downs? You had that same drive, Ron. They came back, what I think was it a 14-yard pass or an 11-yard pass to Claypool or somebody to set up a third and manageable 5. And that's when Claypool got the offensive pass interference.
I think it might have been Deontay that he hit on the sideline. Was that the same play?
Yes. I mean, that killed a drive.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
What else killed drives?
That was kind of a fluky play, too.
It was a weird play.
Where Pickens actually, kind of shoved the defender into Claypool.
It was very weird. I mean, but either way, it was incomplete. It was either offensive pass interference or an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
It was just a horrible third down. Then what happened to them, Ron? Why didn't they convert third downs? I'm trying to think in the second half. Help me.
Well, let me look here.
The third and 5 was, I just mentioned, that was on a good drive. The other one was the long pass to Deontay. I think they got a bad break on that. That's my opinion on that. That was their second possession of the third quarter. He got interfered with. I'm just going to say that flat out. He got his right arm pulled back.
I'm going to go back and watch that.
Right? Period.
And that's when Garrett hit hit him. That was, the previous third and 5 from the 41. Claypool was called for offensive passing.
That's right. Yeah.
That?
Yeah, that's the one we were just talking about. Now, their third possession of the second half, they go 3 and out, and a lot of that was Dotson with a false start. So and Najee with no gain, and then I frankly don't remember the pass down the middle to Freiermuth.
That's the first time they threw to Freiermuth all day.
Was it a bad throw, do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, it was just incomplete. I don't know.
Then they get it again, Ron. Here's a question for you. And this one, he got sacked. Trubisky gets sacked.
3rd and 13.
Yep, and that was an after an incomplete to Deontay, and I think he dropped that one, did he not? He had 2 drops in the second half, at least. And he didn't get back to the line in time on the delay of game or whatever
that was. Called him out for that and said he's coming back nonchalantly to the line.
Because that would have been interference in the end zone or holding, whatever it would have been. So it was more, to me, mental malfunctions And officiating, I thought, bad officiating ended one drive. It was just a combination of stuff.
I'm trying to write under deadline here, so I'm not exactly sure of this, but I'm reading. The last play, Ward was called for pass interference on Johnson. That was the offsetting penalty.
Offsetting, right. So if Deontay hustles back to the line and gets himself set up, then the Steelers get a penalty in the end zone. Instead,
right.
It's offsetting.
They did call the penalty on the play you're talking about, though. They called the penalty on Ward.
They did.
Third
defensive
and five at the 21. Trubisky incomplete, deep left for Johnson.
Yeah, so if Johnson gets back...
I know. I'm just saying, though, you said they should have called a penalty. They
No. I'm talking about the play way earlier, down the left sideline where everybody said Deontay dropped it.
That's the one, I think.
No. This one was in the third quarter, the bomb down the left sideline,
well,
remember?
That's what this one was, too. Incomplete, deep left to Johnson. I thought that's a play I wrote down
that's not
he could have caught.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. The one was early in the third quarter, was a real bomb. Like down the left side. You know which one I'm talking about, yes?
Yeah, yep.
Where the guy pulled his right arm.
So after the offsetting penalties, and Trubisky incomplete for Freiermuth on third down.
Right, and then they get a penalty, and it should have been a fourth and inches, and I thought Tomlin should have gone for it and gotten the hard part out of the way, which was the touchdown. Instead, he kicked a field goal. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, you get the first down, though. You run the ball or you throw it. The clock's running. I think he's out of timeouts at that point. No, he had one left, you know, so yeah, I get what you're saying, but you need two scores. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
that's a tough call.
I like getting the touchdown there. To me, you go for the hard part. It was inches.
I thought about that too, but then I thought, okay, if you don't get it though, the game is over. I mean,
that's true, but the game's
pretty close to over anyway. On an onside kick anyway, so.
Sure. I mean, at least you're setting yourself up for an onside kick.
I know, but there's two scores, one of which is infinitely more difficult. I could attempt a 58-yard field goal with Boswell and have a shot at it, but instead I need a touchdown. There's an equation there where half of it is a quadratic equation. The other one's 2 plus 2.
A what?
You like that?
Wait, what did you say?
What is a quadratic equation? Do you know, Emma? Does anybody?
What, say it again, Joe.
You sounded quadratic.
Like you know what you're talking about.
Almost.
I know better than that.
Almost.
You don't.
There's two things you have to do there. One's very difficult. One is infinitely easier. I take care of the difficult one while I have a shot at it. But we differ on that one.
Not necessarily we don't differ, but it's just a tough call because even if you get the first down, the clock runs. I guess you can call your last timeout. Are they going to be able to get it in a play or two, a touchdown? You know what I mean?
Yeah, when
it's not close. It's not like you automatically get the first down, and then you're going to automatically get the touchdown.
I know, but I am. Where were they? At the 11?
At the 13.
Yeah, I'm so close there.
Yeah, you are close already.
So I feel like time
Fourth
can
and
run
one at
down.
The 17.
Yeah, I feel like if I get the onside kick, I'm one throw away from a field goal, really. At least a decent attempt. Here's where I thought Tomlin really should have gone for it, was the first drive of the second half. After the weird Claypool throw, they're 4th and 5 at the Cleveland 41. What are you living in your fears? Listen, here's my rule of thumb in the NFL. If I'm within normal field goal kicking range, like on a normal day, that's a 57, 58-yard field goal, and I punt from the other team's 41 on a 4th and 5, get out of here with that. Really. They took a delay game.
4th and 1, maybe. 4th and 2, maybe. 4th and 5's tough.
I don't like
punting. You're ahead at the point. I know, you're a gambler. You're a riverboat gambler.
I mean, 4th and 5, you're at the other team's 41.
I understand
that,
Joe.
This guy punted from the Ravens 29 a long time ago.
You're ahead of the game at that point. You're up 14-13.
You have confidence in your defense?
More at that point than I did later on, but...
I sure didn't.
4th and 5 is a tough call. I see your point. But you're very consistent on going for it.
They gave it up. And then the Browns shoved it down their throat, as they had pretty much. Well, they did that in the first half, too, did they not? I don't know. I don't like kicking. I remember the day at Heinz Field when the Steelers had a first down at the Ravens 29, and Tomlin punted. He took a penalty, and they punted.
Well, that's much different.
And then Flacco went right down the field. I don't know. Listen, if I have a really good defense and I'm playing a position, field position game, and I know I can pin them down, and these are the Steelers of, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and all that, yes. But on this night, I think I'm reading the play, and I'm trying to get points while I'm down there. I hate punting from the other team's 41. Falsey, you going to punt from the 35?
It was fourth and five, though, as Ron is saying. That's a good point. Do you really trust your offense to pick up the first down on a fourth and five? That's the other part of the quadratic equation here.
Yes, I do. You know why?
Why?
Because the previous quarter, they had gone on 275-yard touchdown drives, and in this one, they were in the midst of what? How far did they go here? They went from their own 16 to their 41. The answer is yes, Folesy. And I'll tell you this much, too.
The answer is no for me.
I'll tell you this much.
That's a big
no. That killed their momentum for the rest of the whole night. The offense was never the same after that punt. I just thought of that, and it's a wonderful point.
Yeah, but the next drive, the defense gives 14 plays, 70 yards.
Precisely. That's why I try to score.
That's the one that Brissett was 7 of 8 for 61 yards or whatever it was.
Thank you for underscoring my point, Ron. The defense stunk. I could see that in the first half. They gave up how many touchdowns in the first half, Folesy? Two, right?
Yeah, it was two. They missed the extra point. It was 14-13.
And the only reason you stopped them at the end of the half was on downs. So, yeah. I don't know. I thought Tomlin lived in his fears. How about fourth and six from his own 10, Ron? Late in the game. Fourth and six from their own 10.
And you're down two scores, right?
4:26 left. 4:26 left in regulation, and you're down 9. Are you punting from your own 10? Ron?
Yeah, I am.
Folesy?
Oh, I don't think, honestly. I don't think I am.
Me neither.
I have 4.5 minutes
left. You need your defense to make a stop.
Right.
They can't make a stop.
I mean,
they stink.
It's already a 9-point game.
If you don't make it there, the game is totally over.
I know.
They had a chance to get the onside kick at the end and have a chance. I thought they were going to get the onside kick, by the way.
They
went by
did.
The first Cleveland guy and then went out of bounds, but they were offsides anyway.
George Pickens started a little
so
early.
So you still had a chance by
George
punting
Pickens.
There.
You had a little chance at the end. I just...
Not a good one. I'm not saying
that. You talk
that.
About living in your fears here.
But you go for everything. You want them to go all the time.
I mean, I'm not going for – those are very reasonable situations,
at your 10-yard line, fourth and five?
There's 4 minutes left in the game, and you're down by 9. And your defense can't stop anybody.
Fourth and six from your own 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. Trubisky was sacked on the previous play.
And, of course, their defense – no. No. Not last night. I'm not trusting my defense. I'm trying to score points, for God's sakes. They can have a game where they get 20? I guess they did in Cincy in overtime. No, they didn't. The offense only scored 15 that night. They're going to get a game where they score 20 points. Is that possible?
Great question.
Should have last night.
Let's go to Bert. What's up, Bert?
Guys, thanks. Yeah, I like Trubisky. I think you stick with him. He can roll either way and throw on a run. He can use tempo and rhythm. If he starts to click better with his receivers, I think that's the key. They drop some great throws in traffic. They have to come down with the ball in traffic. That can give them a big boost. If they can do that, I think maybe they can get something going with the way he can move and throw on the move.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can roll both ways and throw it, but still not good enough. The 1-for-9 on third downs, you know, and it's not all the receivers' fault either. I mean, there might have been a ball or two catchable. Just not good enough. It's not good enough. Now, I don't know if Pickett's going to be any better at all, maybe worse, but you're getting to the point real quickly that if you're going to make a change, this would be a good time to do it, or maybe you wait till after the bye week.
Yeah, I thought he was a victim of some bad circumstances at times last night, whether what you said, drop, guy not getting back to the line of scrimmage in time, making a perfect bomb down the left sideline where his receiver gets held and or drops it. Those are all huge plays. We appreciate the call, man. I thought the offense looked different. I thought that if you told me before the season we're going to see a Matt Canada offense, what he really wants to do, that is what it would have looked like. That was different than what we saw.
Yeah, it was only one jet sweep to Claypool, I think.
Design rollouts left and right.
And he actually gave, you know, Trubisky a run-up pass option, and Trubisky could keep it.
Right. I mean, that is different. Like Hokie said yesterday, this is the offense. You're seeing it. Well, they actually proved it's a little bit different in how it looks last night.
And they took some shots down the field. First series of the game, he threw one deep for Deontay. That was incomplete.
Yeah.
But he at least took a shot. But I didn't like that he didn't go to Freiermuth until late in that game. He's got to be one of your top targets for me.
Yeah. I mean, who's not then? I mean, you know, Pickens has to be thrown two more. Claypool has to be thrown two more. It's tough when you're three and out every possession to spread the ball around in the second half.
That's exactly right.
There's just a good point.
Tomlin always talks about that too. You know, you get the ball more to other guys if you have more plays, right?
Yeah. I mean, the three and outs in the second half were just a disaster. I guess that's more of a reason I would have forced it last night and tried to somehow get points by going for it once in a while on fourth down, just somehow. The defense can't stop the run anymore, Ron. Dan Orlovsky. Steelers have the 32nd ranked run defense in the NFL over the last two seasons now.
Yeah, guess where? Yeah, that's worse last year, and they're damn well trying to do it again.
Why? What's the number one reason why their run defense
stinks? I mean, I don't think there's any question they missed TJ. There's no doubt.
But they were bad with him last year, too.
Yeah, they were. They were. I mean, I don't know. And I thought Alualu and Ogunjobi and Miles Jack were going to make a big improvement. But, man, the last two games, they haven't done anything. Is it simply TJ being out?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because they were bad with him last year in games.
You know, one turnover in two games. And I think they had no sacks and then two sacks less. Highsmith had a sack and a half.
I can't figure out the run defense. It has to start up front. It always does. Has Cam Hayward had good games these past two?
Cam's always getting double teamed, but no, probably not. I think he was quoted last night as saying we got our ass kicked.
They were physically pounded last night.
And that's a good Cleveland line. We talked about that yesterday.
Physically pounded. Man, I you know, they still have Bush and Spillane running around and Malik Reed. Are they any good? Bush was noticeable. He made a spectacular play at the goal line,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean he's playing well against the run necessarily.
Not play after play, you wouldn't think. I don't know.
Always starts up front. That's the bottom line. It starts up front. Chris Wormley was getting destroyed last night. Did you see that?
Tyson Alualu, I noticed, was on his back a few times.
Maybe
too.
He's done. Maybe that's a problem this year.
Yeah, coming off an ankle surgery at his age, it's tough.
Could be. But, man, against that defense, to wind up again in the teens in points when Flacco and company put up 31, you got to score at some point. You have to score. It's the NFL. I mean, neither defense was very good in the AFC title game. They both stunk, and yet they're good defenses. Imagine this Steelers team against the Bills.
How are you going to see
Chiefs?
It in a few weeks?
I mean, what's going to happen? It's really depressing.
It's going to look like that Chiefs playoff game. I mean, we know what it's going to look like.
Right.
It's going to look like the wild card game.
Yeah, you're right. They can't keep up. They can't keep up.
Nope.
Ron, this is depressing, isn't it?
It is what it is, to quote a famous coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.